a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Thank you, sir. That's what's next. Yep. We have many employees of the House of Representatives, and the chief clerk will now read their names.
First assistant to the chief clerk, Jan Lester. Second assistant to the chief clerk, Jackie Driscoll. Third assistant to the chief clerk, Shirlene Fugit. Chief chaplain, Sarah Goldhammer. Sergeant of arms, Melvin Chandler. Assistant sergeant at arms, James Smith. Secretary to the speaker, Diane Mellon. Secretary to the majority leader, Joshua Klum. Secretary to the minority leader, Ann Tornberg. Committee secretaries, Liz Markley, Tracy Thompson, Mary Turner, and Glenda Woodburn. Pages for our first term, Austin Bauer, Elizabeth Enos, Kara Fink, Chesney, Garnas, Brittany, Gronwald, Elise, Hogard, Jonathan Hogard, John Reiners, Tiara Tingle. Legislative interns, Stefan Bollinger, Nicole Brandt, Nicole Foss, David Hennessy, Joshua Jorgensen, Eric Leggett, Brandy Murley, Samuel Parkinson, Rebecca Powell, Chris Ribe, Kara Swenson, Dean Thompson, and William Updike.
The employees of the House, the Sergeant of Arms, the clerk staff, the pages, and the interns will now come forward and have your oath of office administered by the Chief Justice.
Will you please raise your right hand and repeat after me? I state your name.
I, Jeremy Whitman,
do solemnly swear that I will support
the Constitution of the United States
and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota,
and
will faithfully discharge the duties of my office according to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
Okay. Congratulations.
Be just a second here as all the employees sign their oath of office.
Representative Less moves that the permanent House rules and the permanent joint rules of the 88th legislative session be adopted as the temporary House rules and the temporary joint rules for the 89th legislative session.
Those in favor of the Less motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a redo on that, and we're going to have a recorded vote on that. Those in favor of the less motion will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 66 yeas, four excused.
The motion, having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect, Speaker declares the motion carried.
Representative Less moves that a committee of three on the part of the House be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to make arrangements for the joint session to hear the message of the Governor, the Honorable Dennis Dugard.
This will be a voice vote. Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. Speaker appoints Representatives Wink, Cronin, and Bartling.
Representative Less moves that a committee of three on the part of the House be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to notify the Governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications he may desire to make.
Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. Speaker appoints Representatives Wink, Cronin, and Bartling.
Representative Less moves that a committee of three on the part of the House be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to make arrangements for the joint session to hear the message of the Honorable David Gilbertson, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of South Dakota.
Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. Speaker appoints Representatives Lust, Cronin, and Hunhoff.
Representative Lust moves that a committee of three on the part of the House be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate relative to the joint rules for the two houses for the 89th legislative session.
Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. Speaker appoints Representatives Gosch, Lust, and Hunhoff.
Representative Lust moves that a committee of three on the part of the House be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate for the purpose of setting the compensation schedule of the elective and appointive officers and employees of the House and Senate for the 89th legislative session pursuant to SDCL 2-5-8 with the full power to act, and that such compensation schedule be filed with the Director of the Legislative Research Council and the State Auditor.
Those in favor of the less motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. Speaker appoints Representatives Gosch, Lust, and Hunhoff.
Representative Lust moves that a committee of three on the part of the House be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate for the purpose of selecting chaplains for the 89th legislative session.
Second.
Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. Speaker appoints Representatives Craig, Hickey, and Fiker.
Representative Less moves that a committee of three on the part of the House be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to make arrangements for legislative days for members, officers, and employees of the House and Senate.
Aye.
Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. Speaker appoints Representatives Munsterman, Sly, and Gibson.
Representative Les moves that a committee of three on the part of the House be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, House and Senate journals and bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices with the full power to act.
Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. Speaker appoints Representatives Westra, Consett, and Parsley.
Representative Less moves that a committee of four on the part of the House be appointed to meet with a committee of three on the part of the Senate to arrange for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House and Senate.
Aye. Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. Speaker appoints Representatives Wick, Craig, Hickey, and Fiker.
Representative Less moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday, January 15th, the second legislative day.
Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.
House Concurrent Resolution 1001, encouraging school districts to build on their individual strengths by working together with other school districts to provide a rich educational opportunity for all students. HCR 1001 has, the Speaker has waived the committee referral. HCR 1002, recognizing the teacher shortage in the state and the difficulty school districts in South Dakota face in attracting and retaining qualified teachers. HCR 1002, the Speaker has waived the committee referral.
Speaker announces the appointments of the following standing committees: Agriculture and Natural Resources, Appropriations, Commerce and Energy, Education, Government Operations and Audit, Health and Human Services, Judiciary, Legislative Procedure, Local Government, Retirement Laws, State Affairs, Taxation, Transportation. The membership of those committees will be noted in the journal. Consideration of reports of joint select committees.
Mr. Speaker, your joint select committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for a joint session of the Senate and House of Representatives to receive the message of the governor respectfully reports that the Senate and House convene in joint session in the chamber of the House of Representatives at 1 o'clock p.m. January 14, 2014, that the President of the Senate preside over the joint session, and that the Secretary of Senate and the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives act as clerks of the joint session, that the justices of the Supreme Court and the elective and appointed officials of the state government be invited to attend the joint session, that when the message of the governor has been received, the joint session be dissolved, that the message of the governor be printed in the Senate Journal. Respectfully, Dean Wink, Justin Cronin, Julie Barling, House Committee, Corey Brown, Tim Raitt, and Jason Ferrick, Senate Committee. Representative Less moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging the joint session be adopted.
Those in favor of the motion to adopt the report will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion is adopted.
Also, Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed to notify the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications he may desire to transmit respectfully reports that the governor is ready to appear before the joint session to deliver his message. Respectfully, Dean Wink, Justin Crowan, and Julie Bartling, House Committee, Corey Brown, Tim Rave, Jason Frick, Senate Committee. Representative Less moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to notifying the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session be adopted.
Those in favor of adopting the report will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The report is adopted.
Also, Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for a joint session of the Senate and the House of Representatives to receive a message of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court respectfully reports that the Senate and House convene in joint session in the chamber of the House of Representatives at 1:30 p.m. January 15, 2014, that the President of the Senate preside over the joint session, and that the Secretary of the Senate and the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives act as clerks of the joint session, that the justices of the Supreme Court, the governor, and elective and appointed officials of the state government be invited to attend the joint session, that when the message of the Chief Justice has been received, the joint session be dissolved, and that the message of the Chief Justice be printed in the Senate Journal. Respectfully submitted, David Lust, Justice Cronin, Bernie Hunhoff, Host Committee, Corey Brown, Tim Ray, Jason Frick, Senate Committee. Mr. Speaker, Representative Lust moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session be adopted.
Those in favor of the motion to adopt the report will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Report is adopted. First reading of House bills. We have 61 bills which will receive its first reading at this time. The clerk, her staff, and the pages will each take a portion of these bills and read the title of the bills. As required by our Constitution, each bill must have two readings in the chamber. This will be the first reading of these particular bills. If you are listening over the internet, you might hear people talking over themselves. They will be reading the titles of these bills at this time.
House Bill 1007, Act to Revise Certain Provisions Concerning the Deposit of Forfeited Foundation Program Funds. House Bill 1008, An Act to Repeal the Foundation Program Fund. House Bill 1009, An Act to Repeal the Creation of the Commemorative Medallion Fund. House Bill 1010, An Act to Repeal the Tree Nursery Reserve Fund. House Bill 1020, An Act to Authorize a Full-Time Position in the Board of Regents Central Office dedicated to American Indian Education and Outreach and to make an appropriation therefor. House Bill 1022, An Act to Authorize the Board of Regents to Purchase Improved Property in Spearfish and to Make an Appropriation therefor. House Bill 1028, An Act to Revise the Amount Counties May Be Reimbursed for the Detainment of Parole Violators. House Bill 1034, An Act to Revise Certain Provisions Relating to Dam Maintenance and Repair Funding and to Declare an Emergency. House Bill 1038, An Act to Authorize the Department of Public Safety to Build a Highway Patrol Office and Motorcycle Training Facility in Rapid City to Make an Appropriation therefor and to Declare an Emergency. House Bill 1039, An Act to Revise Certain Provisions Relating to the General Appropriations Act for Fiscal Year 2013. House Bill 1040, An Act to Revise the General Appropriations Act for Fiscal Years 2014.
Speaker assigns House Bill 1001 to Education, House Bill 1002 to the Education Committee, House Bill 1003 to Education, House Bill 1004 to Education, House Bill 1005 to Education, House Bill 1006 to Agriculture, House Bill 1007 to Appropriations, House Bill 1008 to Appropriations, House Bill 1009 to Appropriations, House Bill 1010 Appropriations, House Bill 1011 Education, House Bill 1012 Agriculture. House Bill 1013, State Affairs. House Bill 1014, Agriculture. House Bill 1015, Agriculture. House Bill 1016, State Affairs. House Bill 1017, Health. House Bill 1018, Health. House Bill 1019, State Affairs. House Bill 1020, Appropriations. House Bill 1021, Judiciary. House Bill 1022, Appropriations. House Bill 1023, Judiciary. House Bill 1024, Health. House Bill 1025, Health. House Bill 1026, State Affairs. House Bill 1027, State Affairs. House Bill 1028, Appropriations. House Bill 1029, Education. House Bill 1030, Education. House Bill 1031, Education. House Bill 1032, Education. House Bill 1033, Education. House Bill 1034, Appropriations. House Bill 1035, State Affairs. House Bill 1036, Transportation. House Bill 1037, Transportation. House Bill 1038, Appropriations. House Bill 1039, Appropriations. House Bill 1040, Appropriations. House Bill 1041, Appropriations. House Bill 1042, Transportation. House Bill 1043, Transportation. House Bill 1044, Commerce. House Bill 1045, Commerce. House Bill 1046, Commerce. House Bill 1047, State Affairs. House Bill 1048, Commerce. House Bill 1049, Commerce. House Bill 1050, Judiciary. House Bill 1051, Judiciary. House Bill 1052, Judiciary. House Bill 1053, Commerce. House Bill 1054, Judiciary. House Bill 1055, Taxation. House Bill 1056, Transportation. House Bill 1057, Taxation. House Bill 1058, Taxation. House Bill 1059, Transportation. House Bill 1060, Transportation. And House Bill 1061, Transportation. Any other announcements? Is the doctor of the day in the gallery? Each day in the legislative session, we have a doctor of the day. That doctor volunteers his or her time to the legislature and to the legislators, willing and able to check on us, to render us assistance if we need it, or to give us a regular checkup. That doctor of the day today is Daniel Heineman from Sioux Falls. He's the president of the South Dakota State Medical Association. He's currently the chief medical officer with Sanford Health. Prior to accepting his administrative role with Sanford Health, Dr. Heineman practiced family medicine in Canton for more than 20 years. He received his MD from the University of South Dakota School of Medicine and completed a Sioux Falls family practice residency in 1984. Dr. Heineman is an active member of the American Medical Association and has been an active member of the South Dakota State Medical Association since 1983. Let's give him a round of applause. There being no objection, the House will revert back to order of business number 7, messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Brown, Raven, Frerichs as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the House to arrange for a joint session of the two houses to receive the message of the governor. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Brown, Raven, Frerichs as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the House to notify the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications he may desire to make. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Brown, Raven, Frerichs as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the House relative to the joint rules for the 89th legislative session. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Brown, Raven, Frerichs as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the House to arrange for legislative days for the members, officers, and employees of the Senate and the House. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Brown, Lederman, and Frerichs as a committee on three on the part of the Senate to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the House for the purpose of setting the compensation of the elective and point of officers and employees of the House and Senate for the 89th legislative session pursuant to SDCL 2-5-8 with the full power to act, and that such compensation schedule be filed with the Director of the Legislative Research Council and the State Auditor. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Lederman, Maher, and Sutton as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the House for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate and House, journals and bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices with the full power to act. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Roden, Van Gerpen, and Lucas as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the House relative to securing chaplains for the 89th legislative session. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Volley, Valley, Heineman, and Bradford as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with a committee of four on the part of the House for the purpose of arranging a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the Senate and House. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Brown, Raven, Frerichs as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with a committee of five on the part of the House for the purpose of inviting the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court to address a joint session on the state of the judiciary and to make arrangements therefore. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to notifying the Governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications he may so desire to make. I have also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session of the two houses to receive the message of the Governor. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session to receive the State of the Judiciary message of the Honorable David Gilbertson, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Respectfully, Jeanette Shipper, Secretary.
Thank you, Chief Clerk. That concludes the House's business of its first legislative day, minus one final motion of the first legislative day. Representative Steele.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I plan on continuing closing as I have in the past, honoring Representative Gordon Peterson, who sat in this chair for quite a few years and was a great rep. I will close each session as he did. Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor of adjourning will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.